Lindsay Lohan's relationship with fame has been really complicated these last few years. Can I say that? Do you agree with that, by the way?
I don't know what she's done in the past couple of years, but okay, I'll agree.
No, but that's my point, that she started out as a really famous actress. She was in The Parent Trap and Herbie the Love Bug and, of course, Mean Girls, which is, to me, iconic. It's my favorite movie in the whole wide world. And we had high hopes for her. And then she gets on The Tonight Show when it was Jay Leno and predicted that one day she would win an Oscar. That was her goal, mm-hmm. You know, she went from being a beloved, famous actress to being basically a druggie, like every cliche about a child star, you know, stuff that is just, it's so funny. Like the child star thing, people think, oh, child stars are all like, they're all messed up. But for every Lindsay Lohan, there's like 10 Scarlett Johansons and Leonardo DiCaprio and Justin Timberlake. I mean, there's so many more child stars who are okay and successful and didn't have the drugs and the problems that Lindsay Lohan had. Mm-hmm. But because there's people like her and Amanda Bynes, we talk about them because they're the fringe and it's shocking because we love them. We love what they were in. They look like normal little girls. And then suddenly Lindsay Lohan is like, she enters a drug rehab and gets pulled over in a car for drunk driving and is like, rehab again for a third time, pleads guilty to a misdemeanor for cocaine. It's one thing after another, just one arrest after another. And she was a mess.
Didn't she move to Dubai and live on some guy's boat?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. She lives on Dubai and she started talking with some weird accent for 5 minutes and people called her on it. So then she comes back to the States and she tries to launch a series of reality shows. She does one for OWN. That doesn't do well. She does one for MTV about a beach club. They shoot 12 episodes. They only air one because it's so bad. And the club closed almost immediately. The whole thing was such a disaster. They just didn't even bother airing the rest of the season that they already paid for and shot. So she gets herself on Cameo. And that's one of those sites we've talked about before. People, they pay for Lindsay Lohan to go, hey, happy birthday. I'm Lindsay Lohan. You know, we've played that before. So today she's on a new one and I had to Google it. I don't really understand what it is. It's not Cameo. It's like you can talk to a celebrity in your DMs on Twitter. So I go to the Twitter page of this company that she's working for and has like 2,000 followers.
And she looks really strange.
Well, it's heavily filtered and she has a lot of extensions on.
It's really not looking good.
Yeah, the hair extensions are really weird because they're not the same colors or hair. So but just listen to what she says.
Hey, everyone, it's Lindsay Lohan, and I'm so excited to announce that I'll be joining Venyware, where you'll be able to connect with me one-on-one. This year has really taught me about the importance of connections, and with everyone at home, Venyware is a great way for us to connect with one another.
I don't understand hair extensions at all. I want somebody to explain them to me and why you do it. Okay, because I was in a restaurant the other day and a girl was in front of me and you could see the strip in the back of her head.
Yeah.
Where the extensions were. And can you not feel that? Do you not see what that looks like? I don't understand.
Yeah. Okay. So there's several reasons. Well, first of all, that woman, either whoever did it for her, didn't know what they were doing, or she did it for herself and she didn't use a back mirror because you're supposed to comb your hair over the thing that you can see. You're not supposed to be able to see that. You're supposed to tease your hair.
I didn't think so. It looked very strange.
Yeah, no, you're supposed to tease your hair and then comb it over whatever the little clips or the glue or however it is that you put the extensions in. So you're not supposed to be able to see it. Mm-hmm. And the hair extension color should be the exact same color as your actual hair.
No, the hair extensions were purple.
Oh.
And the hair was white.
That's different. That's just fun. That's just some fun.
It didn't look fun.
It looked bad.
It looked like she was a alien. It was really strange. I mean, she was kind of attractive. And then I saw that and went, the hell's wrong with you? Do you not see that?
No, that's a different thing. So girls, I have lots of friends that will buy like hot pink hair extensions and stick them in there just for like they go out and it's just fun and they just enjoy it. That's different. Women that wear hair extensions wear them for two reasons. One, because there's a lot of women, especially in Hollywood, they have had their hair colored and teased and blown dry, and they use all kinds of irons and straightening irons and curling irons, and their hair's been a million colors. Their hair is so damaged that in order to be seen in public and not look like, you know, like a crazy woman with damaged hair, they wear extensions or even wigs or little pieces of a wig so that they look normal when you see them. Because if Lindsay Lohan did not wear extensions, you would see like patches of hair that are missing. You would see like frayed hair that didn't grow properly. I mean, it looks, her extensions are not great because you can tell they're extensions. But yeah, a lot of women in Hollywood do it because their hair is so damaged that without them, they're practically bald.
Okay. Do they not have a good colorist, a good hairdresser? James is your hair guy.
Yep.
James would never let you walk out of the door looking like that.
Not in a million years. In fact, James was called in because Britney Spears was doing some kind of video or something here in New York, and somebody came and put hair extensions in, but they just looked terrible. They called James in to fix Britney Spears' hair extensions before she did her video, because the guy who actually did them, they paid all this money to, did such a terrible job that they were like, they were falling out, the hair color didn't match. It was a mess. So James went and actually fixed Britney Spears' hair.
It's like when we met with Britney Spears, her hair looked like a rat's nest. It looked horrible. So these people make money. They have money. I don't see why their hairdresser doesn't go, what, stop. You're not walking out with this. It's not going to happen.
No, but so that's the problem. They've had years and years of just coloring and pulling and tugging, and that's the first. The second thing is, a lot of women, you'd be surprised, a lot of women have thinning hair at young ages. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had a girlfriend, like, I remember I was in my 30s, and it was the first time I had a friend that like wore like a wig on a regular basis, like not even a full wig, just like a fall, like a piece of a wig.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even know it until I stayed over her house one night and she took it off and I was like, whoa. And she's like, yeah, I have really thin hair. I didn't even know, but there's a lot of women with very, very thin hair that, you know, and then there's women like me that, like, you know, I put them in sometimes just to make my hair look thicker. I have one that's very long. It's like, if I want to wear like a long ponytail and braid it or something. Kim Kardashian does that all the time. She wears that like big, long, long braid. I mean, that's a hair extension. That's not her hair. It's just for fun.
I know, but your hair is thick and long enough. You know, you can, you can actually grow hair. And you have somebody that cares for your hair. So I don't know how somebody that's in a movie cannot have somebody like James caring for their hair like you do.
Right, right. It's true. Like if you have damaged hair, you should have somebody good enough. Yeah, but that's the thing. There's a lot of women that you can't even tell, like famous celebrities that whose hair look amazing and you'd never know. You know, you can kind of tell, but not really.